I think it was horrible. Like, everyone thinks it's romantic, but I mean, like, you both don't know what you're doing all over the place.
And was he a good kisser?
No.
I can't remember her name. It was some Spanish girl that was staying in the same apartments around us. And I really wanted to kiss her cousin, actually, because her cousin spoke English and I just fancied her more, but she fancied me and the cousin wasn't having any of it, so I did kiss the Spanish girl in the pool on holidays.
And how old were you?
15, maybe.
But you fancied the cousin, you wanted the cousin.
Yeah, I wanted to kiss the cousin instead, but right. it didn't go down that way.
I remember my first kiss, I think I was around 11 years old, so my friend's cousin is the guy that I kissed.
And did you fancy him?
Yeah, I did actually, yeah I did.
And who asked who?
He asked me. Yeah, I didn't even think about it, I was like, yeah, great.
So it was a good first kiss?
It was.
My first kiss? Yeah, I was about 15 years old, her name was Carol. The first thing I remember was, wiping the lipstick off my mouth. The taste of the lipstick was kind of not great, actually. Got it onto my tongue, you know, and I kind of had to wipe the lipstick taste away. Apart from that, I loved the girl. She was lovely, and her lips were soft. She had lovely, soft lips, yeah.
Really big. Nice.
But too much lipstick, and so I had to make sure it was all wiped away. But the time I got home and kissed my mammy would be wondering, what have you been up to? She was lovely, pretty, attractive.
Amy McKenna from Two's Company Dating Agency. Obviously from my own personal experience and working with the agency, it's a way for people to show their affection to someone, to show their interest in someone, but it's also for people who, regardless of their age, to really act on a feeling that they may have for someone. So if it's exploring a relationship with a new partner, figuring out if this person's for you, kissing is the way you start a relationship and know if that spark is there.
What was your first kiss like?
Not so memorable.
Yeah, it wasn't the best either. I really liked the boy and I don't think he liked me back.
So did you kiss him?
No, it was kind of in a game. We were like 11 and yeah, I think I thought it was a bit more than a game, but awkward, disappointing, bit of a letdown. Yeah, it was a big crush.
I would say I was in my teens and it was at a disco, the Dorky Island Hotel.
And was he a good kisser? What was
the
kiss like?
He was, and for some reason he must have been eating oranges or had orange. It was the taste of oranges, so it was quite pleasant.
Was it like fizzy club orange or like fresh orange?
I can't remember. It was more like fresh orange. It was nice anyway.
Say one of my first boyfriends, late 70s.
And back then, I mean, you held hands, but if you kissed, that basically meant you were going out.
Yeah. You were doing a line, as they used to say in those days.
And now doing a line means something else.
Exactly. I would say a hug matters more.
Very, very important. You'd miss it. I think, you know, the classic Irish way is behind a shed.
Because we're brothers, even though we don't look like it, so this is quite like a revelatory moment for us. We haven't discussed this before.
So you're brothers and you've never talked about it.
Yeah, it's quite a taboo subject, I think. But I do remember, and also in quite a distinctly Irish manner, it was in Irish college in the Gaeltacht at the disco. Very awkward, very horrible.
Why do you think so many people forgot their first kiss? It didn't really mean much to them.
It's kind of at that age where you're learning about yourself and you're learning your own sexuality, what you're interested in, the type of guy, type of girl that you like. And there's a lot of nerves that come with that. And I think nerves is a factor, inexperience is a factor, and it can mean different things to different people. Girls are very emotive. They'll be kind of playing this up in their head for weeks or months before it eventually happens. Guys are much more impulsive, confident and cocky. And sometimes that can actually go against them because they think, oh, I've seen it on a movie or I've watched it on a TV show, totally have this in the bag. And then they go in for a smooch and it's an absolute disaster.
This new survey reveals that 10% of people in Ireland rate their first kiss as horrible, with twice as many women as men describing it this way. Does that figure describe you? And this is according to Hastings Hotel, which includes the Merion. Does it surprise you that it's that high?
No, unless you have an experience of something. Your first kiss or first anything is always going to be quite awkward. You're quite unsure. You're not too sure what way to lean your head. You might bump heads or bump teeth or whatever it is. So yeah, for the most part, the very lucky few have a great first kiss, but it doesn't surprise me that most people don't.
It was an attempt. I think the big thing was to get back to my group of girlfriends as soon as possible.
You kissed them and you legged it?
Absolutely. I think it was a rite of passage.
It was in the early days of texting, so we were texting and then we met and we kissed.
Who was your first kiss?
My mummy and my daddy.
Shifting each other after school, you know what I mean?
So it was more than one kiss. When you say shifting each other, you mean lots of snogging?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
I was girl talked. And yeah, about 12, 13.
You still know the boy?
Yeah, I still know the guy. Like, friends.
Just friends?
Yeah, no, just very much so, just friends.
And did you fancy him?
Yeah, at the time, like, you think you're great, like, but...
Not now?
No, he's great, he's great, but we're just friends, like.
And was he a good kisser? Were you a good kisser?
I'd say no, it was fairly awful, to be honest.
So if he's a bad kisser, you're like, oh, this is not going to last.
I'll make him improve, probably.
Tell me about your first kiss.
It was with my next door neighbour. We were both similar in age growing up, and I think once we got to the age of, I think it was about 10 or 11, we were kind of sitting around watching a movie, and I think we saw a kiss on the movie, and we were just kind of like, oh, should we? And he was like, oh, I dare you. Kissing is two people coming together. So if someone's going too fast, you can slow it down. If someone's going too slow, you can kind of quicken it up. Obviously, if it's a lot of wet kissing and tongues involved, you can kind of close your mouth. Or you can be bluntly honest and just say, hey, let's work on this. And if you're a couple who's confident and comfortable with each other, I don't see a problem with that. Because to me, kissing is so important in a relationship that if that's not there, it can really kind of impact on the relationship. It's the integral part of a relationship. Before you do anything else, you always kiss. So that's the way for you to know if this person is for you or not. If you get those butterfly feelings, if you feel like you want to see this person again, or if you don't. Like, I've been in a situation where I really, really fancied this guy and went out on a date, and I was like, oh God, what do I wear? First date nerves and everything. And then towards the end, he leaned in for a kiss and there was absolutely nothing. And I just said to myself, oh, okay, this wasn't what I expected. Like, physically, he was exactly my type. I was really into him looks-wise, but there was just
nothing. No chemistry.
No chemistry. And then, for me, then it just wasn't a point in having a second date, because if there's nothing there, it's very hard to move forward with that relationship. Whereas, if I know what my partner I'm with now, I was really into him, and he took a while. It was 3 dates before we kissed. And then when we finally did, I realized, yeah, this is the guy I want to be with. Oh,